Welcome back to The Takeaway. I'm John Hockenberry. And, you know, here's where it starts to really get interesting, this convention business. Besides the pep talk from Michelle Obama, we'll be talking about that a little later this hour. Last night, the message was for a group of voters who could figure prominently in the swing state cliffhangers in the states of Florida, Colorado, New Mexico, North Carolina, Ohio, and Virginia, depending on how you calculate your swing states. And that message came straight from the heart of Texas.
The American dream is not a sprint or even a marathon, but a relay. Our families don't always cross the finish line in the span of one generation, but each generation passes on to the next the fruits of their labor. My grandmother never owned a house. She cleaned other people's houses so she could afford to rent her own. But she saw her daughter become the first in her family to graduate from college. And my mother fought hard for civil rights so that instead of a mop, I could hold this microphone.
Great story there from Julian Castro, the mayor of San Antonio, Texas. That's a state not voting Republican. But at only 37 years old, Castro is one of the youngest politicians on the podium in Charlotte this week. With his Chicano background, he's the only Latino ever to give the keynote at the Democratic National Convention. The choice of Castro and the broader message of unilaterally implementing by executive order the DREAM Act by President Obama underscores a strong policy base for the Democrats, but with, ironically, a weak team of Latino politicians in the party right now. It's a curious irony, don't you think? Sergio Bustos joins us, politics editor at the Miami Herald, joining us from South Florida. What do you think, Sergio?
Yeah, it's true, because if you looked at the Republican convention last week, you really saw a parade of very strong Hispanics, Latinos, in very high positions, you know, in New Mexico, Nevada, and then here in Florida. Not so with Democrats, but I think they're trying to change that with a gentleman like Julian Castro.
Do you think Julian Castro can carry the flag here? I mean, in some ways, the Democrats should lead with their policy advantages because the DREAM Act, the executive orders, even given the uptick in deportations during the Obama administration, is a net advantage in places like Colorado and Nevada.
True. But they also need a face to go with this. And Julian is a very strong one. He gave a very good speech last night. And, you know, I'm really impressed with the narrative of a politician like Julian Castro. And then you compare that with Senator Marco Rubio, similar in their narrative, just a different party.
Let's listen a little bit more to that speech last night, giving the keynote at the Democratic National Convention, Julian Castro.
My grandmother was an orphan. As a young girl, she had to leave her home in Mexico and move to San Antonio, where some relatives had agreed to take her in. She never made it past the fourth grade. She had to drop out and start working to help her family. My grandmother spent her whole life working as a maid, a cook, and a babysitter, barely scraping by, but still working hard to give my mother, her only child, a chance in life so that my mother could give my brother and me an even better one.
Julian Castro, mayor of San Antonio, Texas, speaking at the Democratic National Convention last night. Sergio Bustos joins us, politics editor at the Miami Herald. Sergio, you know, we've heard that story told by politicians of every ethnicity for generations now in the United States. There's a risk here, though, because at this convention, perhaps more than at any other, that narrative of being able to pass along something better to the next generation, whether you're an immigrant or not, is curiously suspect, don't you think?
Well, it is. I mean, everyone talks about the American dream being very difficult to obtain these days. And while you hear these great stories at these conventions, it's almost like being at a high school graduation. You hear the valedictorian talk, but what about the rest of us? You know, we're all trying to struggle through to get the same thing.
Was this speech about his political career, or was it about mobilizing the message for Hispanic voters all over the nation?
It was probably both. I mean, let's be honest. Someone who Julian Castro, up until a few weeks ago, maybe few people had heard of across the country. He's the mayor of the seventh largest city in America, but beyond that, I don't think people knew much of him. Now they certainly know who he is, and I'm sure he's going to appear in some ads with President Obama, and he'll be on the campaign trail, which will give him even more notoriety. As far as other issues, you know, the Hispanic vote right now is really in the hands of Obama. He's got about 70% of the vote, according to most polls. The problem is for someone like Mitt Romney, who really needs to show that he can he can be at least someone who the Hispanic community can look to as a leader.
And assess for us how this plays in the swing states. Is Julian Castro and the message of the Democrats something that might be decisive in Colorado or in Nevada?
Well, you know, I was joking that I don't know if Cuba and Miami would support this pair of Castro brothers. Not likely, but the rest of America might. In other states, remember, the Hispanic vote in America is mostly Mexican-American. And here's a Mexican-American success story that will really play well, I think, in those swing states like Colorado, Nevada, and even in those other states like Arizona that may have been gotten out of the swing state category, but at least as someone that they could show, look, here's a success story. He's one of you. Come vote for us, the Democratic Party. It'll be effective.
Sergio Bustos, a politics editor for the Miami Herald, speaking to us from South Florida. Hold on there, Sergio. We're going to bring in a couple of voters, take the pulse of at least two characters around the United States who have a stake in this fight. We'll be voting in November. Angel Garcia is registered as a Democrat, an independent voter from the Phoenix area of Arizona. Angel, what do you think?
Well, what you're seeing is, unfortunately, you have a party that took the minority vote a little bit for granted for a really long time, and now they're seeing you can't really do that so much anymore. So you saw Latinos especially going around here in Arizona party shopping, and they were saying, what are the Republicans offering me? What are the Democrats offering me? And I was talking to a lot of my friends last night after this speech was given, and they thought it was really amazing that we finally had somebody that they felt they could connect with, not just because of the race issue, but because of the story he gave with the background. And the key word that was used over and over again, you saw it on the signs, you heard it in the speech, and anything else that Julian has talked about is the word opportunity, because that's what made America so great. And he put it perfectly when he said freedom isn't free, but neither is opportunity. And he talked about investing back into the middle class. And I think a lot of people have forgotten that's what helped build this country and make it the way it is now.
All right. So Julian Castro's speech resonating with Angel Garcia, who is in Phoenix, Arizona, describes himself as an independent. Let's get a few details from you. Did you vote for Barack Obama in 2008?
I did vote for Obama in 2008. As I stated, I am a registered Democrat, but that doesn't mean I vote a straight blue ticket. I like to hear what they have to say. I like to look at what they've done. And I looked into Julian Castro a little bit, and his family's got a really big background in what we refer to as the movement. And that really, really impressed me. And to hear him talk about that and to talk about the struggle, that's something that myself and many others here in Arizona
right.
can connect with.
Very interesting. Let me just ask one more personal detail from you. Over the course of the last couple of years since you voted for Barack Obama in 2008, had you developed a level of skepticism that might have pushed you away from the Democrats? And did this speech pull you back at all?
There are certain policies I feel that could have been pressed a little bit harder. And of course, the timing of things makes it look political versus, you know, like there's a genuineness. But overall, I am glad that finally that someone is reaching across and trying to ask us Latinos what our issues really are and speaking with us and doing something about it.
All right. That's Angel Garcia in the Phoenix area in Arizona. Horacio Soberon Ferrar joins us now, independent voter in South Florida, joining us near Miami. Horacio, what's your view here?
Well, my view is that Julian made a very good speech, but he did not address a couple of key issues. He mentioned job creation, but yet he didn't say how an Obama administration for the next 4 years would address job creation. And he also stressed the importance of education. But again, there was no concrete plan as to what the Obama administration plans to do in regards to education. He talked about 4.5 million jobs created, and myself being an economist, that figure sounded to me outstanding, very, very, very big, large. I checked it out. Turns out that actually there has been a net loss in all jobs since Obama. Now, it's not all his fault. He inherited a pretty bad economy. But again, one thing is to talk about your personal family history, Another one is to start throwing facts around before they are being vetted.
All right, Horacio, hold on a second. Let's hear what Julian Castro had to say on that subject of education.
We know that you can't be pro-business unless you're pro-education. We know that pre-K and student loans aren't charity. They're a smart investment in a workforce that can fill and create the jobs of tomorrow. We're investing in young minds today to be competitive in the global economy tomorrow.
So, Horacio Sobrón-Ferrar, listening to Julian there, you're not convinced by that at all.
Well, I am, but I don't know of any Republican, any serious Republican, who's been saying the same thing. You talk to people who run companies, and they are telling you that they have vacancies, that they need qualified people, they just don't have the educated workforce, and they want money to put into education. And I think the issue here is not whether we should spend more in education. The question is, what kind of education should we spend in it?
All right, Horacio, let me ask you a couple of personal details. Did you vote for Barack Obama in 2008?
No, I did not.
All right. And are you, Sergio Bustos was suggesting, are you part of the conservative constituency, possibly even Cuban-oriented constituency of Latino voters in South Florida?
No, not at all. As a matter of fact, last election I voted for McCain because of his support for comprehensive immigration reform Senator Kennedy.
All right, and how are you feeling about this election 2012? Are you off the fence? Are you still feeling independent?
No, I'm independent. I still have to hear all the details.
All right, Horacio Sobrón-Ferrar, independent voter in Miami, speaking to us from South Florida. Angel Garcia, registered as a Democrat, an independent, definitely leaning for Barack Obama from the Phoenix area of Arizona. Sergio Bustos, you still with us?
Yes, I am.
So what do you make of those two data points there and how they sort of frame the challenge for Barack Obama going forward?
Well, honestly, you know, this election's interesting because those independents, those few people left out there who haven't made up their mind, are so few that, you know, at this point, it's going to be, you should have maybe made up your mind by now, given the fact that these guys, Romney's been campaigning for a year and Obama's been in office for 4 years. I think the lines are pretty clearly drawn as to how they will take the country. And it's whether you agree with one or the other. But, you know, again, as far as the Hispanic vote, it's still the polls show it's still in Obama's favor.
All right. So likely voting for Obama. The question is whether the optimization of that vote will have an impact in some of the key swing states. Sergio Bustos, politics editor for the Miami Herald. Thanks so much, as always. Mm-hmm. More on the Democratic National Convention throughout this hour. We're building fantasy political teams. Who's in your draft? John in Warren, Michigan says journalist John Stossel and Libertarian presidential candidate Gary Johnson. Who would you draft? I love that you're taking this seriously. Build your team, Facebook.com/TheTakeaway, or call us 877-8-MY-TAKE. Stay with us.